Community Church is located at 1000.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
You are invited to attend Men on the Move. That's a men's luncheon every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. The place is O'Galley First Baptist Church, located at 1501 West O'Galley Boulevard in Melbourne. For more info, you can contact Chris Gibbs at 321-258-5579. But you are invited to attend, all you men out there, for Men on the Move, Men's Luncheon, Thursdays at 11:30.
Reconcile, joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Time.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Joy, joy, and try. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. City street lights, even stoplights, blinking bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Children laughing, people passing, it's the holiday scene. And above all the bustle
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, The Promise.
Samuel went over there and said, none of these big, handsome, strong guys are going to be the ones God's going to use and anoint as king. Do you have another son? Yeah, I got this little old guy. And he goes out and places his hand on David. David, you're going to be the man. A promise. He said, David must have thought, my goodness, who is Samuel? He must be failing in his old age as a prophet. But that was a promise made to David. And you get wilder yet, read the book of Isaiah. All those promises about the nature and character of the Messiah. He'd be a suffering servant. He would be striped. He would pay the price. He would die. And he would be the one who would be the one who would save the whole world. Fulfilled all the promises there. Man, Isaiah must have lost it too. Now, you want to get really wild at biblical promises.